25 to 12 on BBC Radio Guernsey. After 12, it's a sports special talking about women's football in the Channel Islands, given that the 2017 Women's Barati won't be going ahead. And also, the director of the women's team in Guernsey, in Jersey rather, has resigned. So a sports special live here after midday. For continuing talking about vaping, though, and I wonder whether other people's vaping makes your blood boil or gets you vexed, and should e-cigarette smokers be treated any differently to those who smoke cigarettes, pipes, that sort of thing. Well, let's get the thoughts from Simon Clark now on this, who's the director of the pro-smoking group Forest. Simon, good morning to you.
Hello, Ewan.
What are the now we've spoken to a lady from the vape bar in Guernsey who says that, as far as she's concerned and stuff that she's read, says that vaping isn't harmful to other people. What do you know about that?
Yes, that's my understanding as well. I mean, I've just come off actually the cancer research website, and they make very clear that at the moment there's no evidence at all that so-called second-hand vaping is dangerous to any bystanders. I mean, I would argue actually that, you know, the arguments about passive smoking have been massively exaggerated over the years. But certainly when it comes to vaping, there's no evidence that it's harmful to other people. I mean, what's happening is that some people simply don't like the smell of people vaping. And I think we have to live and let live a bit. I mean, the Guide to Etiquette, and that was published in the last few days, I mean, I think it's very interesting, and a lot of it is simple common sense. I mean, it's quite clear that if you get into somebody else's car or go into their home, then you should ask them if they mind you vaping, or perhaps use your common sense and you know, don't do it. But, for example, I think the Guide to Etiquette is actually quite restrictive, because one of the things it says is that if you're in somebody else's house, even if the owners or fellow guests say, oh, it's quite all right for you to vape, then you should go out in the garden. Now, it's completely ridiculous. I mean, if the householders and their guests are all perfectly happy for you to vape, then vape. I mean,
This etiquette guide you're talking about, where is this? What is
it's
this?
It's called the Debrett Guide to Vaping Etiquette. And it's been produced in association with a vape brand, which I won't mention. You know, it's a bit of a PR stunt, but I think it makes a serious point, because with lots of activities, you know, there are certain sort of rules and regulations, but most of the time they should be unwritten. People should use their common sense, and for the vast majority of people, they do use their common sense. Unfortunately, what seems to have happened in society over the last 10, 15 years, we've seen it with smoking, and it's gradually, you know, covering other things as well, is that people are becoming very intolerant of things that they themselves don't like or don't do. And as I say, we have to live and let live a bit. And the reason a lot of people are vaping, of course, is because they want to cut down or quit smoking. Now, you know, we're always told these days that it's not a good idea to smoke. So if somebody's trying to cut down or quit...
And I know you speak for Forest, which is the sort of smokers' rights group, if you like, but you couldn't argue against that.
No, not at all.
No, do you smoke,
by the
way?
A lot of our supporters do vape, and that's why I'm happy to talk about vaping.
Yeah.
Because I would say about half our supporters vape. I mean, many of them are dual users. They tend to vape in places where they're not allowed to smoke. They actually prefer smoking. But, for example, one of the things is vaping at work. Now, again, we see no reason at all why people shouldn't be allowed to vape at their desk. It's quite interesting, again, this etiquette of vaping says that in the survey, people regarded stealth vaping as being a real faux pas. Well, I think that's complete nonsense, because the whole point about
stealth vaping is you're in a restaurant and common sense says that really you shouldn't vape, but you nip to the lavatory or you have a quiet vape sort of while you're perusing the menu or something and do it stealthily.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I've often been very surprised to find that I've been sitting next to somebody who's been stealth vaping. I've simply not been aware of it, because, of course, there are certain devices which allow people to do what they call cloud chasing, blow huge clouds.
And, that's right. And what's come out this morning so far is that that's what people object to, these huge sort of, well, looks like they're on fire.
Exactly. Now, for somebody to do that when they're next to somebody, you know, whether they're on a train or whatever, I mean, that's completely ludicrous behavior. And I would suggest that there's only a tiny handful of people like that who would even conceive of doing that. And yet the problem is, of course, people then come along and say, oh, we have to ban it. Well, no, we don't have to ban it. we simply have to accept the fact that there will always be the odd person who will flout society's unwritten rules. But that doesn't mean to say we have to introduce laws banning something, because the vast majority of people do use their common sense.
Yeah, it's unclear to me this morning. We're fairly sure that there are no laws, and is that right on vaping?
Yes, that's right. I mean, at the moment, it's a bit like it was before the smoking ban, where it's left up to individual employers, restaurants, pubs. They're allowed to devise their own policy on vaping, and that's, of course, exactly how it should be, because they're all private businesses. And if an employer, for example, thinks to himself, well, I'd rather have somebody working at his desk rather than nipping outside for a smoking break, for example, what is wrong with somebody quietly vaping at their desk? Again, it's a question of them using a device, and there's plenty available, that don't create very much vapor, that you're hardly aware of it, and also don't give off a lot of smell. Because
well, that was the other thing that's come up. Some people have sort of said this morning that it's actually the smell. So one example was cherry, I think. They don't like, they described it as sickly sweet. Would you agree?
Yeah, of course, yes. I mean, if you're in very close proximity, some of these things can be a little bit unpleasant, just like if you're sitting on a train and somebody starts eating a burger, that can be a bit unpleasant as well. But again, there are devices out there which don't give off much vapor. You can have e-liquid liquids that don't give off a strong smell. So the vapor needs to be considerate, needs to show a little bit of common sense. And, you know, if they want to use the stronger smelling e-liquids and the box mods that give off a lot of vapor, then do it in places where you're not inconveniencing other people. But again, it's all about having a bit of social interaction. We work this out between us. What we don't want is for the politicians and the busybodies to get involved and start introducing laws that then have to be enforced. I mean, that just creates a very intolerant, restrictive society where you get busybodies going around saying, oh, I don't like the smell of this and I don't like this and that.
Well, you could argue that. You could also argue that it then makes it quite clear, because it's law, where you can and you can't vape or smoke.
Yes, I just think it's a bit of a pity if we end up with a society where normal human interaction is replaced by law. For example, if I get into somebody else's car and I wanted to light up, I would say to the owner of that car, the driver, I'd say, do you mind if I smoke? If that person says, look, I'd really rather you didn't, then that's absolutely fine. Yeah. Why do we need a law to ban smoking cars, for example, when we can actually sort these things out between us? I just think we're in danger of creating a very highly regulated society where, you know, almost every aspect of our behaviour is sort of dictated by law rather than common sense.
I think a lot of the, as I recall, a lot of the laws about smoking cars was because some parents were careless and smoked in cars when their children were there, which I think, would you agree that that wouldn't do the children any good?
Well, I would certainly agree that it's very inconsiderate to smoke in a car with a child present, because you're in a very small confined space and the child doesn't have a say in the matter. So we campaigned against that particular law, not because we wanted to condone it or because we thought it was a good thing. What we actually said was, look, 90% of all parents who smoke wouldn't dream of lighting a cigarette in a car with a small child present. But that law has now come in. And, of course, what's automatically happened is the anti-smoking lobby want to go to the next logical step. They're now campaigning to ban smoking in all private vehicles. So you could have a lone driver on his own, in his own private vehicle, and he'd be committing an offence if he lit a cigarette. Now, that to us is completely ridiculous. But it's typical of what happens. Once you start introducing laws dictating people's behaviour, then the public health lobby, the anti-smoking lobby, are never satisfied. They always want to move on to a so-called next logical step. They want another ban. And where this is applicable to vaping is because they say that they want people to switch to vaping to get people off smoking, but it's very clear that the end game is to get people off all nicotine devices, because the public health lobby believes that nicotine is addictive, and therefore because
it is, isn't it? It's highly addictive. That's why people shouldn't smoke.
It's addictive to some people. I mean, there's lots and lots. I mean, there are millions of people who have given up smoking, so I really don't think we should say it's so highly addictive people can't quit. But the point about it is that nicotine itself appears to be mostly harmless. What's dangerous about smoking is, of course, the fact that you're inhaling smoke. But nicotine itself may be addictive, but it's actually harmless. So if we can get more people onto nicotine devices without the smoke, that has to be a good thing. So why on earth would we sort of legislate or try and introduce too many restrictive practices stopping people vaping?
You talked about smoking in cars, and say you're a smoker and you drive your own car, you should be allowed to smoke. There is a safety issue, though, and whether this should be legislated against or not, I'm not saying. But I've been in cars where people have been smoking and they drop the cigarette. So you've got a live cigarette in a car. That can never be safe.
Well, there's been very little research done on this, but certainly in the UK, as far as I know, the police don't have any records of any accident ever being caused by somebody dropping a cigarette. So it's clearly not a major issue. The handful of surveys that have been carried out concerning distractions while driving, you'll find that smoking comes about 9 or 10 in a list. At the top of the list are things like changing a CD, retuning the radio, other passengers, kids squabbling in the back seat. These are all far greater distractions than smoking while driving. So I would argue very strongly that in terms of road safety, smoking while driving is not a serious issue.
Okay, but you're basically saying then a code of conduct, a sort of a common sense guide to vaping is fine, but let's not legislate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just picking up on the first point you made in this Debrett's sort of vaping etiquette thing. So it says, to be clear, that if you're at a dinner party, say there are 6, 7 of you, you're a vapor, you ask the host, you ask all the other guests, and they say it's fine. The guide says go outside anyway.
I know, I just think that's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you've asked them and they've said yes, it's fine.
Yeah, if everybody says it's fine, why on earth shouldn't you vape? I mean, you know, what a society we're creating where you can't do anything a little bit different in somebody else's home when they're quite happy for you to do it. I mean, it's just beggar's belief.
Interesting. Good to talk to you. Simon Clark from the Smokers Group Forest, thanks very much.
Thank you.
There we go. Controversial, yes, but you'd expect